Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Ben Huber and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken and empower and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on an amazing reading from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. So I don't know where you guys are at here going into today, but God bless you. I hope you awoke with joy, just great joy in the new day. And so we just want to start off in prayer here this morning as we dive right in. So if you begin with me in the name of the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and gracious God, I just thank you so much for another gift of today. And Holy Spirit, we partner with your glory that you have in store for each and every one of us. We claim the peace that you have in store for us here today. We claim your love. We claim your unceasing hope, God, that you have given us in you, Jesus. We pray blessing upon today. And we ask that you lead and guide us in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. So let's dive right in here, friends. John 14, verses 1 through 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I'm going to say that one more time. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm going to say that last verse again one more time. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Wow. What a passage that Jesus proclaims here in John 14, verses 1 through 6. And I think what struck me, what hit me first is that Jesus says this, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. And what that simply means is there is a spot for you in the kingdom of God. And we can claim that here through our baptismal call, through the love that God has given us in and through our baptism, and how we live and how we walk that out. Each and every day is another gift, another opportunity to proclaim the salvation that we've received in Christ Jesus. And even more so than that, when I dream about my place in the kingdom, I first just dream about like God's stadium. So I don't know if you're a sports fan or not. I was really, really active in sports all throughout my childhood days into high school and even a little bit in college. And anyway, when I dream about God's kingdom, I see a huge stadium. And one of the great blessings in my life is just how God communicates and shares his heart with me on the day to day. And he has that for each and every one of us. But there was a time in just discernment where the Lord was giving me an image of sorts on this big decision. And once I said yes, like he just revealed to me in prayer, just the saints and the angels and the kingdom of God in this stadium, just roaring with great love, roaring with great joy of the yes in which I had given. And I think when we live out the promise of our salvation that we've received in Christ Jesus, that we know that we have a dwelling place set aside for us based upon God's plan for our lives, based upon our yes in the day to day, that the saints and the angels, they're roaring and rejoicing in exuberance with how we are living, how we are giving our hearts to Jesus right here. And right now, such a beautiful image to think about when we give our yes, our daily yes, to Jesus. And, you know, the way by which we say yes to Jesus on the day to day is knowing this sure truth. When Jesus says this, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. if we know and we recognize and we allow ourselves to be so humble, to be so humble to say, hey, Jesus, teach me your way. Teach me your way in which I am walking here right now in my decisions and my actions and the motives and the intentions of my heart. Teach me your way. When we ask Jesus to reveal his eternal truth to us, we're going to be able to share that yes. And ultimately, we're going to be able to live his life, the extraordinary life, the abundant life that he has for us. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to teach us of this very truth here today. This has been a scripture reflection on John chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. Again, my name is Ben Huber. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.